were racing our remote-control cars in the parking lot, and all of a sudden, my car started going crazy.
They didn't have remote-control cars when I was a kid. We were lucky to have a stick and a hoop to roll down the sidewalk. Hey there, come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie. Welcome to Keys for Kids, our story, Out of Range. But here are some good verses to go along with the story. Hebrews 10, verses 22 to 25. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, and let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Our story, Out of Range. Ron's remote control car zipped down the driveway. He pushed the lever on the control box to turn the car around and guide it back to the garage. "Ready, Dad?" Ron asked as his father came out with a similar car in his hand. "Let's hit the parking lot." When they reached the nearby parking lot, Ron and his father found a couple of boys already there. "That's okay. There's room for all of us," said Dad, and he and Ron went to the far end away from the others. They had a good time. Dad made his model jump off the curb, somersault, and flip back onto its tires. Ron skidded his turbo through some dirt, turning it sharply to catch up with Dad's car. But then he had a problem. "Look, my car is going crazy," Ron exclaimed. "I can't control it." Dad watched for a moment. "I think it's too far away to receive your signals," he observed. "Look, it's too close to those other boys and must be on the same frequency as one of their cars. I think it's following the directions one of them is giving." Just then, one of the boys looked up and saw what was happening with Ron's car. The boy laughed and waved. "I'll send it back to you," he called. Soon, Ron was able to control his car again. What happened there reminds me of how important it is for Christians to stay close to the right source for guidance in their lives, Dad said. If we get too far away from the Lord, for example, if we regularly skip Bible reading and prayer and fellowship with other Christians, and if we stop thinking about God and what He wants us to do, we may not get the spiritual guidance we need. We also are placing ourselves in a position to be easily influenced in the wrong direction. Ron looked at his car and made it turn sharply as it nearly bumped into a curb. "I understand, Dad. I don't want the wrong people controlling my life." Dad smiled and nodded. "That's right," he agreed. "Following the wrong influences often ends up causing us pain and sends us in the wrong direction." Well, how about you? Are you getting guidance from God in your life? Or are you easily influenced to go along with the crowd and join in when friends want you to do something that isn't right? If so, perhaps it's because you've gotten too far away from the Lord. Remember that steady Christian fellowship, Bible reading, and prayer will keep you close to God. Ask Him for strength to stand firm against the influence of the world. James 4:8, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." And our key thought, stay close to spiritual help. If you'd like to be on our mailing list to get the book Keys for Kids every 3 months, write and ask for it. It's free if you have a U.S. zip code or if you live in Canada. Our mailing address, Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Here in the U.S., you can call our toll-free number, 888-224-2324. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.